Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
Back with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, when you're in your country. That's BBM Bummerbip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text your brother 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page, well, BBM 987 FM. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black, have your say and yarn up strong. Second day back in regard to 2026. Happy New Year, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Hope you had a great festive season and hope you're well and your mob's well and you're ready to tackle the new year. Maybe you want to give us a call, tell us about what your plan is, what your future is for 2026. If not just for this year, then for the next 5-10 years. Either way, set a plan of attack. Love to hear what's going on. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Open up for any conversations. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. And a big shout out to First Nation Radio Station across the beautiful country of ours. Thank you for the work you do. And NERS as well, National Indigenous Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
This one goes out to older brothers and sisters who are out there fighting for what they truly believe in. This one's for you.
We up, we are never gonna ever back down. We gonna stomp our feet on the ground. We gonna dance to the beat of the sound. We are never gonna back down. We up, no, we never gonna ever back down. We gonna stomp our feet on the ground. We gonna dance to the beat of the sound. No, we never gonna back down.
Constellations, star vibrations. We gonna vibe to the good vibration. Ain't nobody gonna tell us how it is. We live by the sword or we die by the spear, huh? Installations of conversations to different nations and destinations. We ain't never seen a life like this. Warned and dismissed. Ain't nobody got time for this.
We ain't never gonna ever back down. We gonna stomp our feet on the ground. We gonna dance to the beat of the sound. We ain't never gonna back down. No, we never gonna.
Moves the nation, world's vibrations. We lost our patience. Manifestations came through creations. Raise our flags high as we dance through the nations. When we speak, we don't preach. Wisdom of the streets, them jewels that we seek. We them warriors, them beasts. We them crown proud, we them kings like we speak.
We are never gonna ever back down. We gonna stomp our feet on the ground. We gonna dance to the beat of the sound. We are never gonna back down. We are, no, we never gonna ever back down. We gonna stomp our feet on the ground. We gonna dance to the beat of the sound. No, we never gonna back down. 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 No, we never gonna back down.
Yeah, to Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidindji Country, BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, all ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Now, eSports connecting remote youth and veterans. State Library of Queensland, in partnership with Veteran Gaming Australia, is bringing eSports to remote First Nation communities. eSports tournament builds digital skills, confidence and social connection while supporting mental health and well-being. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Michelle Carter, State Library of Queensland spokesperson, and talk about this space on the line. Michelle, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Michelle?
I'm in Brisbane at the moment.
All right. Big shout out to your mob there. Thank you very much. So, first of all, what is the eSports tournament?
Right. It's a really exciting new program. We're basically calling it an eSports Rocket League. Mm-hmm. So it's a collaboration between the State Library of Queensland and our good friends at Veteran Gaming Australia.
Okay.
So it's part of our State Library's Growing Indigenous Knowledge Centres project, where we're putting lots of tech and digital capability into those centres.
Good.
And we're really aiming the program to engage all age groups in our remote First Nation communities through gaming, mm-hmm. Developing digital literacy and some experience in some creative technologies.
So talking along as living culture with the 21st century technology connection.
Absolutely. And look, the really good thing about this this tournament is it's really heaps of fun.
Lovely.
Rocket League is really fast-paced and strategic. And the way we're doing it, it's a team game. So we actually get teams that come together. And
so he'll be able to participate in the tournament?
Any of the First Nations discrete communities with an IKC. So we've actually got nine that are in the program.
Good.
And really, you can be an absolute beginner and have never played before.
Okay.
And we've got our veteran mentors who are coming out to the communities and they'll be giving them pre-game tips and guidance and getting the teams together. which is great.
So how could participants benefit from this initiative?
Well, look, I guess we're seeing that you know, it's really creating a social connection. So because it's a team sport,
yes.
it's bringing together teams and their strategy and communication skills coming together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good for mental health. And as far as digital skills, I guess we're giving sort of skills in gaming. There's some follow-on in coding, and we're doing streaming as well so that other people in community or not on community can actually watch what's happening as well. And I guess a lot of those skills are things that are good for, you know, employers, things that they'd be interested in.
Yeah, good.
But yeah, we really think it's a really good pathway. If people want to take it further, they can get into a digital career as well.
And what communities have you got at the table at the moment?
Well, we've actually started the tournaments in, we had our first one in Mornington Island.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got Team Echo, we're our winners from Mornington Island. So we had about 60 people come down to the IKC there,
mm-hmm.
and we had a number of teams competing. We then went to Kawanyama, and we've got the Cowie Scorpions, who are set up and ready to compete. Next, we've got Aracoon on the 20th of January,
mm-hmm.
Mapoon on the 22nd, Doomadgee on the 3rd of Feb, Hopevale on the 5th of Feb.
Yes.
We're in Cherbourg on the 7th of Feb, Erebe on the 10th of Feb, and Bardu on the 12th. So once we get our winning teams from all of those, we're going to bring them together for a grand tournament and they'll compete
Fantastic.
Against each other.
Fantastic. What ages are we talking? And we're talking male and females?
Yeah, everybody's welcome. Probably, you know, from little kids through to you know, older people, everyone's welcome. Probably those that are, you know, we'll see who are the winners. So far, they're probably more in that teenager range, seem to be
sure.
the ones that are the representatives, surprisingly.
And what ages are we talking for? Is there elders at the table?
Look, we did have a more mature group that came in and competed. And look, from what we hear from Mornington Island, there's still a lot of activity going down. So who knows, next year we may have the representative team may be the mature group. Let's hope so.
Yeah, beautiful. Sounds good. Look, fantastic. So up and running. And how do people find out more about this fantastic space?
Yeah, look, if they can head down to their IKC and inquire there, that's probably the you know, fastest way to find out how to get involved.
Mm.
But look, there's also live feeds on Twitch for those that are already indoctrinated into the gaming side of things.
Okay.
But obviously they can jump on our State Library website as well and look for our program, which is Digital and You.
Yeah, fantastic. Michelle, thanks for sharing. All the best to you and your team, and congratulations. And, 2026, a nice kickoff. Thank you very much. You take care.
Fantastic. Thanks, Trevor. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. That's Michelle Carter, State Library of Queensland spokesperson, and talking about State Library of Queensland in partnership with Veteran Gaming Australia and bringing esports to remote First Nation communities so all can be involved. Delivered through Indigenous Knowledge Centres, or IKCs, it creates safe, inclusive spaces where community members can learn, compete and connect, guided by veteran mentors with lived experience in teamwork and leadership. Look, fantastic. And keeping us active and keeping us educated as well as entertained. Too deadly. Have you saying Jan Armstrong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of Mornington Island, the past, Kuna-na. Present and emerging.
Kuna-na.
And my deepest respect to all the elders of this island.
Lado.
Mornington Island,
Mornington Island,
let's go,
let's go.
Every time we go, Boya, out on that wall bar, yeah, Mornington Island, this is our, oh, 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 the place so many waters I see, this is where I'm meant to be,
this is where I'm meant to be.
It's a place that we go home. It's around.
Mornington Island, Gunana.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Thank you.
on the track.
Stay awake at night, just until you fall asleep. I won't stay awake too long, can't wait to see you in my dreams. Man, it's so heavy, as long as you get me to be a part of your dream. And I'm sleeping as long as you let me, as long as you let me be a part of your dream. And I'm sleeping.
Yeah, beautiful track there, KB, and that's a big shout out to KB. As long as you let me be is the name of that daily track. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Give that number a call and yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black, a 1 hour program coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and New Dingy Country as BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong. Headline news here, The Guardian talks about Dear Son review. Essays by famous Indigenous fathers make incredible moving theatre. Balvoir Street Theatre, Sydney Festival, adapted from essays by the likes of Stan Grant, Troy Cassidaly, and NRL player Joe Williams. Dear Son generously invites the audience into its warm and vulnerable camaraderie. And five Indigenous men gather at a coastal beach shack, busily carrying beans and congregated iron across to the sand. They yarn while barbecuing in a 44-gallon drum. Don't worry, fellas, says actor Jimmy Barney, cheerily assuring them none of the meat is made of culturally sacred animals. I've got all your totem dietary requirements. Such a cultural, specific, yet delightful, accessible human humour. Regulated lightens the wide-ranging, mostly weight of load of Dear Son, the theatrical adaptation of Thomas Mayer's 2021 collection of essays about fatherhood by 13 prominent Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander men. These production has opened opened in Sydney at Belvoir Street Theatre after its premiere last year in Brisbane and a season in Adelaide. Dear Son generously invites the audience into its warm, vulnerable camaraderie, much like the essays from which it's drawn, including pieces of writer and journalist Stan Grant and country singer Troy Cassidale and our old player Joe Williams, as I mentioned earlier. So adapting Mayer's book, director Isaac Drendick and co-adapter John Harvey had shifted moments from past to present tense for most more dramatic effort. Actors Barney, Kirk Page, Tibian Wiles, Wanganea Blanco and Drendick himself filling in opening night after. Luke Carroll fell ill after each assigned two or three letters to perform. The stories occasionally interleaved through none of their characters and introduced by name. So it's a nice theatrical work, and if you're in Sydney, do go check it out. And once again, it's called Dear Son. It's a fantastic, and heads off, hats off to the Deadly actors and the directors. And a way stories have been told, and just inspires our fathers out there how to communicate with our beautiful sons and handing over the flag, so to speak, handing over the baton in regarding their life and continue with their life and making their life stronger, a good foundation. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, Mom, listen up. Your little ones can come to free kindy at Child's World. That's right, you can get 15 hours of free kindy every week for 40 weeks each year, with free meals, free bus pickup and drop-off, swimming lessons, dance and PE classes, and deadly excursions, all at no cost to you. And here's the golden bit. As well as free kindy, every Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child gets 100 hours of subsidised care every fortnight. There's no activity test, whether you're working, studying or just kicking back. And there's no extra paperwork. It's dead easy. Give your little ones the best start in a place where they'll learn, grow, and shine. Ring Child's World today on 07-4045-4045. It's free for our moms.
Station sponsor.
See you at Child's World.
In the past, Telstra may have sold you a phone plan you didn't need, didn't understand, or couldn't pay for. Since then, we've been helping with refunds or other assistance. The current program is ending on the 30th of June 2026. If you need assistance about this, please call 1-800-444-403 before the 30th of June. That's 1-800-444-403. Or search Telstra First Nations Connect. If you contact us after the 30th of June, the available options may be different.
Station sponsor.
Yeah, this is Mark Harbrow. You're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416.
Close.
Deadly track there, Good Vibrations, Jarrah Ray here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trevor Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidindi Country, BBM Bunbury Media, 98.7 FM. And we've got across the nation thanks to News, National News Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Now, Garagarang Badu, the premiere at Sydney Festival 2026, a major new work from leading First Nation artist choreographer Peter Strawn and her all-female Genoese dance clan will take the stage at Sydney Opera House in a world premiere season as part of Sydney Festival 2026. We're going to catch up a yarn with Peter Strawn on the line, artistic director and choreographer. And a very good morning, Peter. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, hello. Hi.
Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob were you from, please.
Yeah, hi, everyone. I'm from the Burrabrongal clan of the Darug Nation in Sydney.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you very much. Congratulations in regard to the performance and in joint venture with Genoese Dance Clan, all female. So could you tell us, tell the listeners, know what the Garagang Badu and what does it mean, please?
Yeah, Garagang Badu means salt water, fresh water.
Okay,
So, yeah, the show tells a story from the mountains to the sea, travelling from fresh water to salt water as you come down.
Beautiful, beautiful. How was the premiere at Sydney Festival 2026 and what was the lead up to the festival? Like, what was the lead up to the festival?
The lead up was pretty incredible. The amount of hype and support we had from the community was so good. Made us all a little bit more nervous, you know. Everyone was hyping up the show. And but the show was so much more than what I could have ever imagined.
Lovely.
In the end. So
beautiful.
It blew me away too.
Fantastic. Now, could you tell us more about the all-female Genoese dance clan and the choreographing that went on there, please?
Yeah, so Janawi means with me, with you and Garrick, and I chose that name because, you know, I wanted to create like a safe space for women and mob in Sydney to come together, and when we're in the space that, you know, we're all one.
Good.
Together.
Yes. Do you see, where do you see Garrick and Buddy and Janawi Dance Clan moving forward?
Well, you know, with the response we had from the community after the show, I feel like we're going to be going places with this work and a very important story. A lot of people were just saying they've never seen anything like it.
Mm.
People were blown away by the work, and, you know, we took audiences on a big journey. Like, people said they were deeply moved and
yes,
feeling all different kinds of emotions and, you know, tears of joy. And we just want to bring
good
healing, you know, to the community through the
exactly
work.
And we are storytellers as First Nation people, and you're using dance as the vehicle here. Give us a bit of background regarding your journey, please, Peter.
Yeah, well, I started off dancing at a little bush ballet school up the road where I grew up on Darug country, and then I went to NAISDA Dance College, and from NAISDA I got to dance with the Aboriginal Islander Dance Theatre under the direction of Roman Blanco, and then I was very lucky again to dance with Bangara Dance Company under the direction of Stephen Page, and then I formed my own dance company after that.
And name of your dance company is?
Janawi Dance Clan.
There it is. Fantastic. So beautiful. Congratulations. And like I said, the future looks bright in regard to this space. And when you're doing something you love and you're passionate about, Peter, you won't work a day in your life, and you're doing just that, aren't you?
Yes. We feel very blessed, you know, just with all the knowledge and, you know, from our cultural consultants through the work, just so much support. You know, it was hard to get to this point. Like, we worked on this show for 5 years, and I really wanted a big platform for the premiere, and we're really blessed that we got that through Sydney Festival.
Good.
We got to premiere the work at the Sydney Opera House on the Saltwater there, so couldn't have asked for more than that.
Yeah, fantastic. Would your company then be able to take on young and up-and-coming performers, dancers, if not choreographers?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, the way we work, like, I take on a lot of NAISDA graduates.
Good.
When they leave NAISDA, welcome them into the space. And I spoke to all the women through this process. I said, this is your space here.
Yes.
You know, I want you girls to empower this space your way. Feel free for that. I do work, like, you know, for years and years. I did school shows and cultural interactive dance shows with early childhood for over 10 years. And, you know, before we were working on this show, like, I'm always out in the community working with the young ones as much as I can.
Look, it shows a pathway for education, you know, when we're talking about delivering our culture through the educational space, you could say, primary and high school. That is a good tool in itself, and educating people of the world about our culture.
Yeah, well, we've been running cultural programs in the Catholic education as well to all the First Nations students there for a couple of years now as well. Just trying, you know, there's not enough of us, I will say, that are out in the schools. We need a lot more mob out there. There's a lot more kids to reach in our communities. So hoping, you know, through Janawi and all the girls that train up with us, that we can get more of us out there in the schools.
Well, exactly. And look, it just creates a space. It gives another avenue, so to speak, for young ones. Or if they can do it, I can do it too. You know, can't be what you can't see. So fantastic. Congratulations, Peter. So happy for you and your deadly team. Keep doing what you're doing. Enjoy the journey, and all the best for 2026, sister.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me on.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, Yano.
Well, beautiful yarn there. That's Peter Strawn, her name is. Artistic director and choreographer. Janawi Dance Clan, all female. And had the opportunity to perform on stage at Sydney Opera House world premiere season as part of the Sydney Festival 2026. Garagang Badu, and is presented by the Sydney Festival in association with Sydney Opera House, and executive producer by Form Dance Project in collaboration with Arts and Cultural Exchange, ACE, ACE. There it is. Have you seen Yana Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
mai stau să fly. Îl trai sa pe mine au pres. Poste gai gai mată la spui. Hai cam care bau.
Lock on, poate mai iau în ai bas. Do mai dai le. Cum mai spas fly de. Ina ina nai, ina ina nai. Blai ma le. Man clan nai re. Hot, poate mai iau în ai bas. Do mai dai le. Cum mai spas fly de. Ina ina nai, ina ina nai. Blai ma le. Man clan mai re.
I respect you and my boss somewhat.
Yeah, that's Blake Mullet, Kaku Man, here on your daily program, National Talk Black, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. About to sign off, so thank you very much for your company. Another program done for today, and back in the hot seat again tomorrow, that daily number 1-800-422-416. A big shout out to NERS, thank you very much, National Digital Radio Service, allowing us to go across the airways. You mob, stay tuned, we've got the news coming up via NERS. Your daily program here, National Talk Black, and that daily number 1-800-422-416. 24/7, text your brother 045-714-0550. Our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. All is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. But thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll talk soon, you mob. Too deadly.
The spirit of my flow, yeah, I know they're still around when they talk to me like, what you doing with your life, hold that head up high, and when the time come, I'll be there rolling with a pride of a lion, and I never let another man tell me who I am, never cared to break bread with the liars, I'm well aware that they're dead, but I'm flying high by them.
I spread my wings and I start to fly, I fell from the sky to touch the sky, but they never told you the story, my heart full of pain and glory.
show the press and the clutch. Better learn to double down when they double up. All we got is faith for love. They don't give a fuck. Cause
trust me.
Get on your mob, it's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black Program. Mark Aran.